It's 51 days till spring. I can't believe it. But what's in the air is Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel there is there for you, for your family, for your office gatherings, your parties, whatever you may need. Cracker Barrel's there for you. Just like spring is coming, Cracker Barrel's here already. So remember, live more and do more, and celebrate Cracker Barrel.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
On her website, it says that she is calling in $250,000 a month.
She's calling, calling in.
You just have to ask for it. Ask the universe.
Asking the universe for a long time.
Just claim it.
I did find a couple pennies under my... I cleaned my bed today and I found a couple pennies.
There you go.
There you go.
I called it in your direction.
I called it in. Hello? Hello?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
That's my opinion!
Ah, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. You know who's getting under my skin lately?
Who's
Since
that?
I'm on a roll, I'll just keep going.
Yeah.
It could be anybody. It could be everybody, actually. It could be everybody. Because I'm really fucking irritated this week. Yeah. It could be everybody. Do you remember when you and I went to... I won't name the name of the company because I think they might be a little bit legit. But do you remember you invited me to like an MLM seminar one time?
Yes.
And we walked into this hotel room, the hotel ballroom in this nice hotel north of Atlanta. And we walked out ready to take on the world.
Oh, yeah.
We were pumped. Woo! We're going to make multiple seven figures. Selling skincare to the plebs. We're going to figure it out. I'm going to have a downline. 75 people. Everyone's going to be selling skincare.
Woo.
We all need to take care of our skin. And these are the people that do it.
Yep.
And I'm going to be the representative for north of Atlanta. And it took us about a week to come down off of that high horse when we decided there's actual work involved here.
Yeah.
And no one wants to be involved in our little scammy bullshit. And so I guess this isn't going to work out. Back to radio sales. Back to SEO. And that's about it. But that was not the first time I had been pitched MLM. I worked for a guy at a restaurant, and he had been high-level MLM in multiple companies.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, the
There's
egg...
There's a ton of them out there.
It was, like, the egg... I forget what it was called, but there was, like, a big egg MLM
egg.
One time. Yeah, egg. Made out of eggshells. All kind of, like, powders and potions. It was made out of eggs.
Okay.
There
supplements.
Was supplements.
Yeah, that's
are,
a big one.
That's a big one. Mm-hmm. LuLaRoe, of course, we all know. Is it LuLaRoe? Is that how you say it? Is it LuLaRoe? Yeah.
The tights.
The tights.
So, yeah.
LuLaRoe. Of course, they had a big expose done on them in Netflix. And so many of my essential fucking oils that now you know are just cancer-causing bullshit that you burn in your house and make it smell like hotels or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Spencer Pratt. But anyway, the point is...
Scott Disick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I think Spencer was selling... Whatever.
Probably was.
MLMs are scams. All of them. That's by their very nature. The people at the bottom get screwed, and the people at top win. And the people at top are always the insiders who manage to get hundreds of people, if not thousands of people.
If you get in early on them, yeah.
If you get in
and
early,
it's a good product, I'm
and it
saying...
blows out. No, here you go. It's got to sell a product because if you're not selling a product, then it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one industry that has now become an MLM, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people would agree with me. There is one industry that is unregulated, that does not necessarily need to sell a product. Maybe they sell a quote-unquote product that is taking the world by storm. And that is the business of your fucking soul. Your soul is now an MLM. Life coaches.
Oh, life coaches. Yes.
That are creating the problems that you desperately need to solve over and over again. Making you as neurotic as possible because they have the solution, which just causes more problems that then you need more life coaching for. Life coaches are out of fucking control.
They really are everywhere. And I've noticed in some newsletters that I get, I am being pitched. Do you want to take my
seminar? Do you want to take my course? Do you want to take my seminar?
Yeah,
change your life.
Become the life coach.
Do this. Do that. You need it. I've got it. Whatever ails you, And this really, it strikes people at two levels. It strikes them at a scientific, emotional level, like the science, the neuroscience of your emotions. And then oftentimes it mixes in some kind of pseudo-spiritual Eastern philosophy bullshit. It is clearly just horse hockey, right? Or most of it. Horse hockey, picking and choosing little things from here and there and putting together, probably rehashing somebody else's words, and then building some expensive course that then you need to take to make yourself better. When they are the ones, in fact, that are driving you fucking up a wall, telling you you have everything wrong with you. This really is getting under my skin because I see it everywhere. Yeah. Everybody is a life coach. And what I saw the other day made me go down a rabbit hole. I saw a girl that I know posted on her Instagram. Her new thing on her, new description on her Instagram is Jay Shetty Certified Life Coach.
Jay Shetty.
Jay Shetty.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most popular podcasters in the world. He's been around for a long time. He was like Facebook video, then he went to Instagram, now he's doing podcasting. He has literally sat down with the president of the United States, Joe Biden, to have an interview about pseudoscience bullshit, right? Okay. I'm not saying everything that Jay says is wrong, and I'm not saying that he doesn't have some wisdom. He probably does, but so do I. I've got dime store wisdom just like he does. I can rehash quotes. One of the things Jay is accused of, in general, is taking other people's quotes, like the Buddha or Wayne Dyer.
I read that,
And then he'll put his name under it, Jay Shetty. Mm-hmm. Like, he made up the quote, but he didn't. They are very famous quotes from other people, but most people are none the wiser, so they think Jay Shetty has got dime store wisdom all day long. Jay Shetty putting his name on quotes is the new putting an inspirational poster in your office. It's all bullshit.
Hang in there.
We rise together. We fall apart. I got one. It is what it is. You don't need anybody. We're not broken. We're perfect just the way we are. We've got our foibles and our quibbles, and you got to work on yourself on this and that and the other thing. But that wisdom can come. The wisdom that's being rehashed in life coaching has been around for a very long time. And if you seek it out, you can probably get it for a couple books on Amazon. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, self-help is a huge industry.
It's huge. But the self-help industry, I believe, is making us, causing the sicknesses that we think we have. In other words, they're identifying all kind of, I'm a hypersensitive left brain quark. I've got hypersensitivity. You don't have hypersensitivity. You're sensitive. You're emotional, like the rest of us.
You're alive.
You're feeling things. It's okay. You'll be all right. Go home and eat some Ben and Jerry's like the rest of us. You'll be fine. Everything's okay. Settle down. We all go through shit. And yeah, I agree that, you can go through a moment where you need some uplifting. You're vulnerable. You're going through a breakup. You're having a hard time. Money's tight. Kids are shitty. Relationship's not going well. That's a time when you seek inner wisdom, or maybe the outer wisdom of like a book that is clearly
or a trained professional.
Yes. Or a trained professional like a therapist or a psychiatrist or psychologist. But paying, and let me explain about Jay Shetty. Jay Shetty's course to become a certified Jay Shetty life coach.
Oh, God, how much?
Close to $10,000.
Wow.
Close to $10,000. And then for a time, he was claiming that then you would be associated with some fancy, you'd be on your way to getting a master's degree with some fancy university in the UK that he attended or had a relationship with or whatever. And I was just watching a Coffee Zillow, this guy who kind of busts scams and Bitcoin scams and stuff like that. Bitcoin. He was talking Bitcoin, Melania coin. he did an expose on this, and he was explaining that they called these universities, and not only did the universities not know what the fuck anybody was talking about, the universities demanded that Jay Shetty take their names off of the course and off of the materials and off of the website. Jay Shetty also claims he was a monk in India for 4 years. He never really lived in India. I mean, Jay Shetty, like, all these little things just don't add up. And then he's charging exorbitant amounts of money to make you a life coach so you can go out there and teach other people just how shitty their life is. It's crazy. life coaches, like really good ones, and I'm talking like the Wayne Dyers of the world, mm-hmm. who probably would never have considered himself a life coach. He was just a guy who had a lot of wisdom, and he would like to share it. He was a good talker. He was a good bullshitter, but he would put words together that made
think.
Yeah, it resonated. Made mm-hmm. you think about your life. And yes, you would have to pay. If you wanted to go see Wayne Dyer, you'd have to pay a price. A lot of times he would give that to charity. I saw Wayne Dyer, and I paid for the ticket to go see Wayne Dyer. Bought his books. I bought his stuff. I liked what Wayne Dyer had to say, but I never considered Wayne Dyer my life coach, nor did I consider him my God. I wasn't like, you know, oh, Wayne Dyer, I'm in the cult of Wayne Dyer.
No.
Never. I just liked his dime store wisdom. I thought it was good. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at start to change. That's a really smart one. That's a good one. But I don't put my name under it and call it Brian Greene's saying. It's not. It's Wayne Dyer's saying. But if you want to quote me, feel free. Listen, life coaches are irritating. And now everybody and their mother is a life coach. And everybody and their mother is now making a seminar or a, you know, a class that you can take so that you too can be a life coach. We are all just selling each other's souls for nothing. It's like, it's just crazy to me. It's another MLM. If you get in early and you become a Jay Shetty life coach, then you can teach courses on how they can be life coaches, and then everyone's going to be a fucking life coach. There's going to be no one left to talk to.
All right, put him up.
I'm being dead serious. This is craziness to me. And, you know, I talked to Allison Hare, who's a friend of ours and a longtime fan of the show.
Yes.
One of the people who helped to get this show off the ground, if I'm being real honest about it. She, Erna, I talk about this all the time. All of these, like this prevalent life coaching, pseudoscience, be neurotic kind of like everybody needs to fix everything that's wrong with them and, you know, overanalyzing and overthinking is making us more sick and more anxious and more neurotic. And we're never really getting the answers because there are no answers to being human. It's just the way that it is. It's the way that it is. You know, David Lynch died.
Yes.
David Lynch was one of the, I guess you could call them the ambassadors of something called TM, Transcendental Meditation. Mm-hmm. Transcendental meditation has also been accused of being kind of culty. And you have to pay a lot of money to learn how to do it, blah, blah, blah. But there's many celebrities and many other people who believe in transcendental meditation, including the fucking Beatles, right? I mean, they were like some of the original, the Maharaja Yogi or whatever his name was teaching transcendental meditation. And I watched David Lynch's last video before he passed away. Mm-hmm. And the video was him leading a TM class, essentially, like from a Zoom call or whatever. And he was saying that, you know, the Maharaji one time told John Lennon, he said, nothing, no thing can change the world. And if you understand that, then you understand. If it sounds confusing, then just think about it for a second. Not nothing, like no, but no thing can change the world. That's where consciousness lies. That's where humanity lies. That's where spirituality lies. And then John Lennon took that and wrote the song, Nothing's Gonna Change My World, right? Nothing's going to change my world.
Course,
blah, blah, blah. So Across the Universe, the very famous song Across the Universe was written because this was a conversation that he had with the Maharaji. The wisdom is inside of you is another way of putting this. You don't need to hire some $50,000 life coach to fix things that aren't wrong with you. And I really wish that everybody would stop trying to sell me life coaching classes. Look at me. I'm perfectly well adjusted.
Yes.
I'm a contributing member of society. I have this fucking show and 40 kids. Everything's fine. I'm okay. I don't need another life coaching class. It's fucking ridiculous. I found a primo example of this online. I'm not gonna rehash Jay Shetty's shit. This has been, listen, you can go and read so many exposés on Jay Shetty. And by the way, if you believe in what Jay Shetty has to say, if you think his dime store wisdom is good, if it helps you out, then continue to listen to
it. If it helps you, then keep going.
But you don't need to pay $10,000 to get some wisdom. When people gatekeep like that, it's to enrich themselves and they probably don't have the answers. I found a woman, an Australian woman, online that I don't know how I found her. My algorithm is on fleek, as Christina would say. And this algorithm has been showing this woman, Natalie Peterson, who is a life coach in Australia. And she's also a light worker, Chrissy.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Any light worker I know is poor as piss. But this light worker seems to be
combo.
Rich as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you guys tell me what a light worker is?
They believe in loving light and possibly aliens and some stars.
Are they going to put the light into
yes.
me?
They believe in energetic healing and the energy is everything.
Like an energy, like Reiki and stuff like that?
Kind of, but it's their version of it so they can sell you courses.
Okay.
Reiki is way too well known. They they make up their own shit and then they make you pay $10,000 for it. It's just another way of saying they believe in energy and how it transforms your life. Not a bad thing to believe in. I'm not saying that. But the way that this is being pitched and the way that this woman talks, I think is quite frankly fucking insane. And maybe that's why we don't, Natalie Peterson hasn't taken the U.S. by storm yet, but we'll see. I'd like to review
There's
some of that.
Time.
Let's take a break. We'll get to it after this.
It's a new year and a new me, which means I'm bringing you the exact same information I always do. So follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Do something new this year. Text us or call us and leave us a voicemail at 212-433-3TCB. And please go watch our YouTube videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. I mean, we put all of this effort into our studio, so just go take a gander. You're gonna love it. And finally, go to our website, tcbpodcast.com, if you can't be bothered with anything else, because everything we have is right there on that site. Bye.
I was just reading on Reddit, someone had posted a conversation that they were having with Jay Shetty's Instagram DM. And they basically said, hey, I'm interested in this course, tell me what it is. And the person on the other end was like, oh, hey, Jay Shetty's masterclass, to really be a life coach, you got to spend 2 or 3 hours a week doing, personal phone calls and all this. And she was like, okay, great. Like, how much is the course? And she's like, well, I think it's important to find out how much money you make per year first.
Oh, God.
So essentially they're right sizing it. And some other person says it costs between $150,000 and $200,000 to complete the entire course.
What?
And I'm like, $200,000? And he gets a speaking fee. I'm sorry. It costs between $10,000 and $20,000. His speaking fee is between $150,000 and $200,000.
Wow.
Don't you think I would be much more interesting for that $150,000, $200,000? I think I could do corporate speaking and I could just incessantly ramble on like I do here on the commercial break. And I think that the people would get more out of that than they would a Jay Shetty
appearance.
Maybe we
should start the TCB Life Coach
program. I think some people think we're already life coaches. They're just, and they have real problems. Those people have real problems. They do need a life coach. Natalie Peterson is a 5D energetics business coach.
Coach 5D.
Remember they used to say drums playing chess in 5D. It's like, oh really?
Like okay. five dimensions,
including the light work. Mm-hmm. There she is. She believes in some weird combination of extreme and extraordinary capitalism, light work, at spiritual healing. This
okay,
girl does
quite the combo.
She's on Instagram. She's been pitching her shit for a long time. Looks like she gets some seminars in small hotel rooms, hotel ballrooms here. And while most of her stuff is behind a gate, like you can't see all the real tips and tricks.
You gotta pay.
Luckily, she is letting us in on some of her most important secrets, which I think you'll find really has more to do with money than anything else. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm strolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Here's Natalie Peterson, Australian life coach and 5D energetics business coach.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Natalie.
Did she give a Star
Trek? She just did the Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. And nothing like being an energy healer and starting your video off with fuck.
Madison Show, I'm so excited for you to be here. This video that you're about to watch is literally Light Codes 2, my modality. This is the second level. So first level was like, they learn some intricate pieces, they get activated.
First level is like you pay me $50 and then, I give you a little bit of information. Level 2 is where I really suck you dry for everything you're worth.
In light language, they learn how to do a healing and this goes so much deeper, so much actually more quantum, more than deep, let's be honest. No one is
quantum. Ah, yes. Throw in a little bullshit here, a fancy dress there, a cheap holiday and ballroom here and there. $10,000 a weekend with them. You're a quantum light worker in 5D coaching energetics. By the way, what is she wearing? Wabam! You take a kimono and you put some gold in it, Balayasiyanga, and then wabam! I'm wearing a momo.
Is doing this, right? There is not another light language.
I think she's pregnant, by the way. So let me say that when you're pregnant, you wear whatever the fuck you want to.
Ability out in the world yet. And it's so beautiful that you're here. So I wanted to give you guys a snapshot of what this is like. Now, I can't show you everything because quite literally there are pieces, of course, that need to stay confidential, stay sacred to the space.
It's way too sacred. Powerful, Chrissy. I don't want to put you in a situation where you could literally change people's lives just by looking at them. Be careful, Chrissy. These are powerful secrets.
Well, needs to stay in the realm.
Age-old wisdom from Brisbane, where all the Eastern philosophy started.
I want to give you a couple of teach pieces so you're going to get some value in this video. You're going to also see into what it's like. See how funny, see how sad, see how emotional, see how all of the pieces kind of weave their magic so that these beautiful humans get the biggest transformation and they leave with absolute clarity about their mission and they get a certification to go and heal people.
Certification.
I love when I get absolute clarity about anything. I don't even know what the weather's going to be like in an hour, but she's going to provide absolute life clarity from Brisbane.
Oh.
You got to burn the sage.
You got to
burn the sage. Mm-hmm. Look at all the workers are in their total white uniforms to denote that they are better than you. Oh, they have an orgasm course at the beginning. They all have an orgasm before they walk
in.
Yeah,
that's the way you start with the cleanse.
I've seen some of these like female light workers and how they like put people into, there's something called the fire breath. We've learned about this.
Yeah.
Where the breath of fire, fire breath, right? Which is a real thing. And it's a real yogi thing. You can really do this fire breath by breathing in and out very quickly and then doing certain breaths. But I've seen some of these, and these women get like orgasmic. It's like, honestly, it's a little strange for like a weekend seminar at the Holiday Inn. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a male chiropractor, though. You know, they crack in, they go, ugh, it's disgusting.
Well, I don't know which chiropractor.
Have you seen the videos online?
Oh, no.
Of like chiropractors cracking like young women.
No.
It's disgusting.
Well, mine doesn't do that. Thank God.
I'm of the mindset that chiropractors are scammers.
Well, there's a lot of people that believe that. It does help me. I do have to say that I also believed that for a long time. And while I wouldn't go to my chiropractor if my back was like actually tweaked out, that's for an orthopedic to go to keep it in shape, going to a chiropractor, I don't know, something about it, I do believe that it loosens me up a little bit.
There's good ones and bad ones.
Yeah, there's also good ones and bad ones.
Yeah.
And that college.
If they're evidence-based and give you things to do at home, absolutely, 100%.
My guy is like a PT.
Yeah.
That's what I'd look at him
Love as. Love that.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like doing pole dancing before we do some energetic light work. What is going on there?
That's a lap dance.
That's a lap dance she's giving. Wow. Okay, maybe this is going to be good. How much is this course? Heavy stepper, I got too much weight on this.
You can see the diamonds, don't complain on this. We was hustling, you niggas got no say on it. What is this song?
I don't know what this song is, but it goes right along with my interpretation of absolute clarity and 5D energetic work.
Yeah.
He's already said the Edward three times in the song.
Completely on the spot.
Money chat with Nat Pat.
That's what's
very cute. Yeah.
Yeah. She's got one of the easels.
Yeah. She's not using a screen. She's using an easel with a marker.
There's a screen behind.
Yeah. It's
here, people on the vlog. One of my beautiful clients just asked me, what were the pieces that you did around money?
Okay. Let's see. I can't wait. This is going to be groundbreaking stuff. Pieces you did around money. This is an important part. A lot of people have energetic problems with money. Anybody who works here at the commercial break. Let's see what happens when she gives her. We're going to find absolute clarity out of this.
Oh, for sure.
Go back to try and think about all the pieces that really changed my beliefs, mindset, shifts, hooks, cords, threads within the realm of energetics, within the realm of like strategy, within the realm of anything to do with money. Is that cool?
Yeah.
First
thing,
coup within an emotional level, the spiritual level, the physical level, the mathematic level, the scientific level, geography, Chrissy.
Yep.
Cars.
Astronomy.
Yes. Roller coasters. And within any level, this is how basically I break it down like this.
First, what I think the biggest piece that I had to get really clear of and I had to release was the anxiety that I had towards money. So anxiety, it would be first, right? I had to remove the energy of anxiety. And when I say anxiety, I mean that what was first happening for me was I had programmed myself to say that I was bad at money because I never had any, right? So I would get.
Do you get the impression she's making this up as she goes along?
I think she did make it up. Yes.
I think so.
Now she's repeating it.
But when you put it on an easel like that, the second you put it on paper, yes, it looks you feel like you've gotten what you paid for. Mm-hmm. Now imagine you're one of these women or men or who I mainly see women, but I'm sure there's men in the audience too. Imagine you're one of these people and now you've spent $2,000 to be here at the weekend. And what she puts up on the board, you think you're going to be like some energetic light worker or something? What she puts up on the board is money chat with NatPat.
And I'd already spend it. So when I was first working as a florist, when I was like 4, 15, I'd get $50 on a sad day. That $50 would literally go to my Latin fake tan. You laugh, but I looked brown or orange, whatever. My dress that I would buy from a place called Ice Designs or a place.
Well, you were 15.
Yeah, when you
That's
were 15.
That's what you do.
I don't know anybody that doesn't have anxiety around money. First of all, some kind of anxiety around money. Second of all, this is horse shit. Why are you telling us about what happened when you were 15? What are we doing?
On her website, it says that she is calling in $250,000 a month.
She's calling in.
Calling in.
You just have to ask for it. Ask the universe.
Asking the universe for a long time.
Just claim it.
I did find a couple pennies under I cleaned my bed today, and I found a couple pennies.
There you go.
There you go.
Everything's
I called
falling
it
in your direction.
I called it in. Hello? 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 I need $250,000, universe.
Yeah, babe. Flora pink. What is what I wear? Whoa, yeah, hot. And a pack of cruisers, right? I knew that $50.
A pack of cruisers. Oh. I think that might be cigarettes.
Maybe.
I'm guessing.
Give me that. So I'd already spent the money every single week. Now, every second week, I would work on a Sunday and I would get $120 or $170.
Remember, folks, these are the two light codes that have changed her life and given these women absolute clarity.
Yeah.
So far, she has told us which store she purchases jeans at and she gets two packs of cruisers every weekend.
And I could, within 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, have enough money to get my hair bleach blonde and my extensions lifted. Okay, so I had long blonde hair down to here. My hair was all breaking at the time. It was a whole thing. Anyway, I looked really not hot, but I thought I did. So, good at money to an extent, but I'd always spend it. I had no savings. Now, my other cousin, she'd always be like, oh, I've got savings. You put savings away. My grandfather would say to
budgeting.
Us, like, have you got savings?
Yeah, it's called making a budget.
Yeah, it's literally
it's
making
like
a budget.
To the point.
Like, make sure if we give you money.
I'm pissed if I spend money on this. And some girl's telling me anecdotes between her and her cousins and money.
You put it in savings. I was like, I don't know what to do.
And by the way, I'm coming in here to be an energetic light healer. And so far, she's telling us how she loves extensions, her fake tan, her jeans, her cruisers, and all her money.
Savings? The f*** I'm just going to spend my money. So I just consistently spent my money. So I had this anxiety when I first started, when you first start paying bills and like that I wasn't going to have enough money because I always just had enough. But I didn't realize that just having enough was actually okay. But that's still a story. Let's get real. So
let's get real. When you don't have money, you're a fucking plebe. Let's get real. You're worse than I am.
I did release the anxiety around money first. Now, I did that through NLP. That's just straight up, okay?
NLP
is really f***ing cool. We've got so
NLP?
Is that light? Something?
Yeah, something NLP.
Like NP is her thing, but
I did have
I don't
to get
see
through
the L.
NLP.
It did That's, sound like that, though. Yeah, yeah, she's Natalie Patterson.
Yeah, the National Light Practitioners Association.
National Light Practitioners in here. I also am partnered with a brand. She's incredible. She was at Lighthouse 2 last time. If you want to do NLP, please let me know. I'll put you in touch with the most beautiful human she's been personally coached by me as well. Secondly,
she's been personally touched by me as well. I'm personally touching everybody's lives. If you want to spend more money, let me know and I'll get you in touch with another lady who we work together to take all your money.
Yeah. Really helped was I read every single book or actually listened to a lot of books around money. Okay.
Did you hear what she said? She said she read a book.
These are fascinating
about money.
Secrets.
These secrets. I have to keep some of these secrets confidential. We don't want these getting out in the world. Read books. Budget your money. Get your tits done.
So, Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. I'm a Millionaire. All the Robert Kiyosaki stuff. Anything to do with profit first.
The Robert Kiyosaki stuff.
Some people are vigorously taking notes.
Oh, my God. Of course they are. They feel embarrassed. They spent $2,000 on this. They're like, I better come away with something.
First. Anything to do with money, even if I didn't understand it, I was still trusting that something would land, okay? And I immersed myself in that. Like, I've listened to Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, like, I reckon probably 10 times. It's the most listened to book I've ever had. So that would be the next thing. Yep.
Write
that down. So
she's got a person
take a picture.
Writing.
Go ahead. Yes, please. Millionaire Mind. So please make note that it's the most book I've ever listened to.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next thing would be doing a lot of work around the masculine. Okay? Because even if you are a man and you are masculine, it is actually linked to your dad and your dad's line. Writing letters to them. Doing deep dive process.
What?
Even if you have a penis, it came from your father.
Your father's line.
And now I have to get rid of the penis to get rid of the anxiety and read the books. By the way, Millionaire Mind is the book I've read the most via audiobook.
Yes.
I've read it through audiobook.
Yes.
This is for those of you who are in Unity Consciousness or Oracle. Literally, you have access to so many transformational videos in the portal. There are so many cool f***ing videos.
Of course there's a portal.
Of course there's a portal. Do you have access? Have you paid for it yet? Uh-huh. I'm sure they're all like this.
Right? I've got literally a thing that says transformation. And then...
I literally have a word, literally. Transformation. And the second you hit play, wha-bam! Absolute clarity on your life's purpose. Have you read Millionaire Mind?
Stuff. There's so many pieces that literally say.
Literally.
She can't stop saying that.
Transformation, right?
Transformation.
Keep transforming. Are you transforming yet? Have you transformed?
So doing the work on the masculine is really powerful. So then the next piece is doing the work with money specifically.
She's out of breath. She's got so many. She's making it up as she goes along. She can't keep up with her own bullshit.
So when I say that, I mean most of you by now have done my channeling exercise of you channel money. So you talk to money as if it is a being, okay? Because it is. It's an energy. And so the more you work with money, the better it's going to be. Now, I did this every day for months, and I wasn't lazy about it because I was...
Okay.
Channel the money.
I'm looking at you, Rhonda. I wasn't lazy about it. I did it every day. I said, hey, money, what you doing today? Good morning. Okay, I'm going to have a cup of tea. Would you like to join me? And then we're going to go shopping, and then I'm going to spend you. How do you feel about that? Okay. Are you going to come?
Literally.
When it leaves my purse, is it going to come back? Are you going to come back? Okay, literally. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye, money.
So, like I've said to you guys so many times, I was so stuck. I was... Literally, so
literally.
Can't stop.
That's the name of this episode. Literally,
thirsty to change, that I was willing to do whatever it took. So I've got a couple of friends that are kind of starting to drift because their language is like it upsets me when they say I'm broke, I can't afford it, I've got to watch my money, and I'm getting that mindset that you just spoke about. I don't have those words in my head. If you keep surrounding yourself around those people, is that bad energy? Like, are those the people that you need to start to let go of?
What?
Here's what she's... Okay, the lady asked this question, and I know you can't really understand it, but she said, I've got a few friends, and they don't do well with money. And I feel like their energy is affecting my energy. Do I get rid of those friends? To which Natalie responds, yes. So get rid of your poor friends. Literally, get rid of your poor friends. You must literally leave them. And if you need new friends, I'm here for you. It's just $10,000 a month for access.
Yes. And it's hard because you love me.
And it's hard because they're real people. But jeez. I don't give a shit. Pay me more money.
Here's the truth. I want to bring them with me. So I'm like, hey, have you read this book? Hey, have you... No, you like... Give them as much as you can without it being like you're consistently coaching them. Because I think that can also get really draining.
You kind of get sick.
But you kind of get sick of that too, yeah. So there then gets to be a fine line where you cut the cord. Cut the cords, right? But you
all- Get out. What does it say? I can't read it.
It says, pay bills with gratitude.
Oh, that is my power.
I will be
Georgia
doing that
power.
This month.
I start accepting gratitude,
Georgia power.
I love you, gratitude Blue Cross
coin.
Blue Shield.
Yeah, now I can get that sleep study done.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank
hey,
you.
All gratitude. You got to do is call it in. Just call it in. Yeah. All right, we need to take a break. I'm lost on time. Okay, let's do that. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more Natalie Peterson.
Nat Pat.
Nat Pat's changing our lives. We'll do more money chats with Nat Pat literally after this break.
Did you know that we have a phone number? Well, we do, and you should call us. Nobody's gonna answer, but you can leave a voicemail for us that we may or may not play on the show. And if that's not the vibe, then just send us a text, okay? Our number is 212-433-3TCB, so get texting and give us something to talk about, please. We need it. While you're doing that, you can also follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And as always, check out our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all of our audio and video content. Speaking of video, we are also posting full video episodes at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. So go watch them, please. Anyway, now let's hear from our sponsors and get back to the good stuff.
All right, we're back with Nat Pat. She's giving us all the secrets. She's currently telling us to get rid of all of our poor friends because that's what poor people need, less friends.
So I have to get relentless with that. It's taken me a lot of time to be courageous enough to say no. Because I used to be like, yeah, babe, I will. Yeah, babe, I will. Yeah, babe, I will. And then they're going to keep messaging me and keep messaging me. And guess what happens? I feel weird because I don't know how to say, hey, man, I don't have time. But I made a commitment to myself halfway through last year. I was like, fuck that. I'm just going to be honest with people.
Listen, you're way too poor to be around me. I am multi four-figure life coach, and you can be too. If you get your head out of your ass, stop being anxious, read Millionaire Mindset, and pay your bills with gratitude, everything will turn out fine. And by the way, call your money in the morning. Hi, money. It's me, your mom.
Say, I'm sorry, I don't have the capacity. And that's the truth. I don't have the capacity, because if I did, I would hang out with you, but I don't. That's the truth. So I think it's about being okay with having really clear energetic boundaries of who you hang out with and who you don't.
This is just a share.
Okay.
So I met Nat at the Money Coach.
Oh, we love when Tina shares. Tina, please share. You're not a plant in the audience, are you? Because I bet you are.
A very long time ago, it feels like now, but actually wasn't that long ago.
Mm.
And I don't know why. I just felt like I needed to be in the room. Plus, I wasn't actually going into the room to receive anything from her except for being in the presence of a woman that does not give a f*** about anyone else but herself.
And wow. Sounds like the kind of person I want to hang out with.
Yeah.
Oh, I already know plenty of these people, by the way. I don't need Nat Pat to give a fuck about herself. Clear plant saying nice things about Nat Pat.
Mm-hmm. Makes it completely okay.
By the way, notice how we all start to conflate. And I'll say we all, because I'm guilty of this too. Trust me, there was a period in my life when this would have got me, some of this would have gotten me. She says, I don't know why I wanted to be in the room, but I wanted to be there. Like there's some magical force pulling you into the room.
To be herself. She's not trying to be anyone for anyone.
Can I just rephrase that as well? I know you mean that with love, but I give so much of a f*** about all of you. That's why I do this. But also equally, I give a f*** about myself at the top of.
Thank you.
She changed outfits, by the way.
This is a different outfit.
Well, she's giving us a little inside scoop on her entire weekend program. And I just want to change
that
from. She's eating, by the way. Well, she is pregnant, so let's give her a break. Yeah, she is. I know this because I've watched some of the other videos. Yeah, she's eating. Yeah, she's eating.
Look, right with words.
She's eating Cheetos or something. First of all, second of all, I just want to point out here. This girl said, you know, I wanted to be in the presence of someone who does not give a fuck about anyone else but herself. And she's like, can I change those words? I give too much of a fucks about you.
You are great with
which is exactly yeah, to be there.
That's right. Which is exactly the same as I don't give any fucks about you. I give too much fucks about you.
I just wanted to be seen.
That's fine. Sorry, and that was the best thing I ever did, because from there, that I actually signed up to Light Codes because I ran to the back of the room with no f***ing idea what I was doing, and went, holy f***, where am I pulling the money from? But it's going to happen.
Mm. And now anyway, I'm rich.
It's going to happen. I called my dad. I called my brother. And so now she's encouraging people to be those people. She's encouraging you to cut your life out. Go ask for money from somebody else.
It was a part of my Light Codes. Would have known I was going through a soul-crumbling situation of business failing, relationship failing, life failing. It all was just going shit.
I probably would have guessed that, actually. Just throwing that out there.
And thanks to the beautiful Nat and the beautiful Warren, since that session and witnessing you guys in your rawness, I'm back with my partner. He is the man that I always knew he could be, but never thought I would get to see.
Oh my God.
Her life has literally changed.
Everything
because of NatPat.
And the Light Codes course.
The Light Codes course, which she doesn't know how she's going to pay for, but she's got it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Chrissy. Everything's going to turn out fine. She's back with her life partner.
She paid it with gratitude.
You are the woman I never thought you'd get an opportunity for me to see. Just wanted you to know that. And nothing says I love you like you're finally the man I never thought you would get to see.
And more. And I'm actually refining my sexual essence.
Ooh.
I love it. This is awesome.
I lost it for so long there. I didn't want sex. I didn't want any of it. I felt guilt. I felt shame. There's lots of arguments in our relationship about it. And for the first time last night, he came and visited for a night, which was amazing.
What does this have to do with money?
This has nothing to do with money or Light Codes. And listen, okay, that's a big problem for a lot of people. There's some sexual hang-up or something, and freeing yourself of that sexual hang-up, I think, is a big deal. But I don't know that I would go to NatPat about it. You know what I'm saying?
And I literally looked at him and I was like, holy f***, I just want to eat him.
Yeah!
See, did I tell you it's paying $2,000 for this course would pay off? Right, right. Now you've heard all about Tina's love life.
So I wanted to share a little story of when I paid for Light Codes 1, a couple days later, so that cost me $2,222.
Yep.
A few days
later. $2,221.
Yeah,
angel number.
Is that an angel number?
Oh, I think so, like 222 or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I got a call from my agent, and she goes, oh, I've got an audition for you for a commercial. I said, oh, okay, great. And she goes, it's $2,500. I said, even better. And then I did the audition, and I got it.
Woo! And so you broke even.
Yes, I...
Wait.
I broke even. Net loss of $100 after plane flight. But let's call a spade a spade. Yeah. I am now the national representative.
She could have had $2,500 in her pocket, but instead she's even.
That's right. And I am also now the national representative. I am the lady on the PSA for koala syphilis.
I just got paid in January. I got paid $2,600-something.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say how wonderful it was. I let that money go, you know.
Yeah.
It was like a real love.
You didn't let it go. You gave it to Natalie to fund her incredibly interesting lifestyle.
And then the work that you had already been doing as an actress.
Yes. Paid off.
Paid off.
And it
paid. But it was because of Natalie.
Yeah.
And Light Codes.
Of course. Mm-hmm. You have to justify this. Mm-hmm. After you're involved in it, now you have to justify what's going on.
Okay, I'm going to pay for this course. Yeah. Oh, and then it just came straight back.
This is how people get programmed.
Yeah.
This is how people get programmed.
Love that.
You know, so. And now you can sing on TV every night.
Oh, what commercial is it?
It's called Light and Easy.
Called Light and Easy. called Light and Easy.
Oh, Light and Easy. These depends are Light and Easy.
Oh my God, that's okay. I haven't watched TV in ages, but I want to watch you. So I'm going to watch some TV.
Hi, I'm Mel.
Hello, Mel.
So continuing on.
Yes.
I'm going to become a grandma.
I became a grandma, and now I'm going to spend now I'm going to hire the kids too. The kids are going to be in the light coaches.
Oh, congratulations! So, do you light code Baba and with their permission?
What? You can do whatever you want.
Can you light code what?
Well, I think it's free, right?
Yeah, I think she said, "Can I do light codes on them?" They're babies.
Oh, God.
What light codes are you going to give them? Make sure they read Millionaire Mindset?
I don't know.
Be grateful when they pay their bills? Light codes means nothing. Light codes is just this. This is the point. If you don't, she just said she was going to reveal her two biggest light codes, the secrets to her success. The first modality is just so you can go out there and heal other people and heal yourself. But the second one, you're going to be given the tools, the powerful tools to change people's lives. And so far, all we've seen is her talk about one time she read a book and then also other people blowing smoke up this lady's ass because they're justifying the incredible amount of money that they've spent to come to this workshop. I'm pissed if I'm walking out of this. This is why life coaching is horseshit. There's Natalie might have some wisdom. I'm not saying that Natalie as a human being doesn't have some wisdom. I'm sure she's been through things. I'm sure she can share some advice. That doesn't certify you as a light code 5D energetic business coach. It's because you can rent a Holiday Inn room doesn't mean you have something to impart on people for $2,221. What are we doing here? Why are we sitting here right now? Why aren't we in a Holiday Inn somewhere?
Because they still all live with me. I have my four boys and partners, then it's like fair game, right?
They
still
baby.
Under my house.
Yeah. You just, here's the thing, it's like.
Not under my house, under my roof.
Here's the thing, it's like we're just channeling frequency. We're energetic beings having a human experience. We're just channeling our innate energy. Here's the real truth. You guys don't even need a training to do this.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yes, she said it. She gave up the goose. She said the most important thing.
You don't even need me.
Yes. She said exactly what we said at the beginning of this show. You do not need NatPat to give you some keys to the kingdom. They're inside you already. Maybe you need to read so you can put some words to it. Maybe you're tactile and you need to feel around for it a little bit. But at the end of the day, you don't need NatPat to certify you to be wise. Look at your own life. Take wisdom from your own life. Look internally. Heal yourself. I guarantee. This is fucking insane. This woman is drinking a White Claw and eating Cheetos while you paid $2,000 to hear about her fake tan and her brush brush.
Just that I got clever enough to put it in a training. That's why so many people on Instagram f***ing hate me, is because they didn't think about doing this themselves.
No, that's not why we hate you. No. And by the way, hate is not a word that I use for you.
Yeah.
I love you. God bless you. And if all these people are paying you money to sit up there and yammer on, well, I wish I could do the same sometimes too. But I promise you, I am not upset because you decided to put this information in a course. I think that's what's wrong with this world.
Smart.
Kinesiology, I know, clears a lot of past lives. So that's sort of where I was coming from with the light language of clearing their vessel for when they come through.
I don't know if your son or your daughter-in-law has a doula. This is Dee. And Dee is the most magical woman ever. And the things that she has taught me about my pelvis and about my sit bones and about my...
What are we talking about?
Now it's a networking event.
Chrissy, someone in her organization put this video together and goes, yep, this is going to get them. Yep. This is the way we make more money. Put this out.
My anatomy of my body, I had no idea. And the things that she's been able to teach Warren and I to do together, and just full transparent, I have had
so much pain in my hips and in my vagina and all these different things. And I'd message Dee, she'd be like, come and back.
This is the light code I've been waiting for. Yeah. Pain in her vagina. Natalie's got pain in her vagina.
She'd do some things and I walk out and I'm like, oh my God, how? And I'd call my mum and be like, oh, I'm experiencing a lot of like numbness in my vagina. Mum's like, that's so normal. Like I had it my whole pregnancy, every pregnancy I had it. So I just thought it was normal. I called Dee. Dee's like, Natalie, get your ass in here today. I'm like, thank you. So if they had
what is happening?
I have no idea. I don't know where this went wrong. I don't know what we're talking about anymore. I don't know how this has anything to do with life coaching. Your numb vagina is not why I paid $2,221. It's not money. It's not light work. I guess it's her. We're now talking about her vagina. That's what I paid for.
3 hours north.
If you pay her really good money, she'll travel. No, I'm sure she also has some friends that would be able to do that too. I think there's a new way of birthing here, right? That is like amazing that you've got the tools and the skills to be able to clear past lives and to remove things. And also, when we decode the matrix system of actual hospitals and how they bring an induced trauma to the body, which then brings the baby into fear and trauma.
No,
yeah, nothing like saving a baby's life. Oh my God, here we go. Unbelievable. Modern medicine has a lot of problems. But I can promise you, having been through it, have birth at a hospital. Have birth at a hospital. God bless America.
Like, there's a whole system, and I didn't know that this was possible.
Now, I'm a man, by the way, so I want to say that that's obviously a personal choice, but having been through a traumatic birth.
You did.
Do it where doctors are.
Well, doulas are trained to support you doing this, so that's another thing.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Anyway, that was a whole rant about doulas. Thank you. Congratulations on being a grandma. F***ing hormones are great. Okay, so are you on?
What?
Yeah, cool. All right, titties look good. Right. They do look good, eh? My little sister, she runs my Instagram. So for those of you who message me and those of you who comment, sometimes I see it because there is sometimes that I go on Instagram. And other times, like I think I've said this before and a few of you that actually...
This is a life coaching course people have paid for. And we are completely off the tracks.
Oh, yeah. It happens, you know, with the PUAs. Too.
Oh, it does happen with the PUAs.
They're going to give you the secrets, unlock everything. But just after I tell you this whole story.
I think that you're bringing up a good point. It's good to end on. Life coaches do not have any answers, but they will tell you that they do so that they can get you, they can part you from your money and then get you somewhere where you can spend more money and then buy the training manual where you too can learn how to give the answers that they don't have that they've never given you. And at the end of the day, you're broke and miserable, and they're rich and miserable. Think about the options.
Yeah. she's just speaking confidently and telling her own stories of stuff.
And hey, listen, Nat Pat, if you come across this and you want to come on the show and explain exactly what the light codes are, if you want to explain exactly what you didn't explain in this video, I'd be happy to listen. If you got some wisdom to impart, I realize you got to keep some of that very secret because it's very powerful stuff.
Oh, very,
should it get out there in the wild, Chrissy? I don't know what would happen. Should everybody become a better human, then...
Then nobody's going to pay for it.
That's right. Then who's going to pay for my course? And Jay Shetty is just the next stop, right? Jay Shetty and then the next person and then the next person. I can name 5 people on my Instagram right now that are some version of life coaching. And I do believe in mentorship. Like, if you need help getting organized and you pay someone who's a professional organizer, that's good. If you need help starting a podcast and you get a podcast coach, that's good. If you do something so broad, like light codes too, and you're teaching people 5D. About your numb vagina... You've just wasted everybody's time and my money.
Yeah.
But, hey, at least that lady got a commercial out of it.
I
guess that's all we got to say. All right, 212-43... Oh, 81... Stop. Brian, stop. No, don't stop. I'm not telling you to stop. I'm just saying, Brian, stop. Hey, listen, we've been saying this all week, and I think it's something we're going to say a lot around here. Sharing is caring. So if you like the show and you think somebody else might be interested in the show, do us a favor. pass it along. Or if you don't like somebody, pass it along. If you have a numb vagina, pass it along. Everybody needs something in this life, and the commercial break might be the thing. Share it on your Instagram or whatever. Tag us. We'd love it. We certainly would. That'd be great. All right. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, voicemail or text message. We'll get back to you. We promise. TCBpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video, and your free sticker. At the commercial break on Instagram. TCB Podcast on TikTok and YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. For every single episode of The Commercial Break on video. Subscribe, like, comment on your favorite video. We'd appreciate it. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. And 5D, Chrissy and I will say, we do say and we must say
goodbye.